All right, welcome back to the show. Let me tell you now about a story of a teenage prank that nearly turned deadly for a group of teens on the weekend in, guess where? Abbotsford. Yeah, we seem to be talking a lot about Abbotsford on the show today. That's just a coincidence with this story. Check this out. A trio of male suspects, three BC teenagers, allegedly involved in a hit and run. They turned themselves into the police on the weekend after a prank almost turned deadly. The trio of male suspects threw eggs from a vehicle at a group of young girls waiting at a bus stop. Hey, this sounds like fun. Let's throw some eggs at some girls waiting at a bus stop. But this prank turned dangerous when one of the girls approached the vehicle and she ended up getting run over, resulting in two fractured legs. Very, very fortunate that this wasn't a lot more serious, but two broken legs is serious enough. This was a prank that went wrong. Let's get into the whole issues around juvenile behavior. I got a great guest for you, Gordon Hay, Executive Director and Founder of the Venture Academy. This is a program for troubled youth. How are you, Gordon?
Good morning, Mike. It's my pleasure to be here.
Thanks for coming out. What do you think of this story?
Well, first of all, when any young person is injured, certainly it's tragic. Your assessment of the situation is correct. It could have been worse, but two broken legs is certainly serious enough. Certainly our hearts and thoughts go out to the young victim there. And as a father of two teenage girls, ages 15 and 16, boy, that really hits close to home.
Okay, so these are some kids out kind of joyriding, it sounds like, or maybe trying to have some fun, and then some poor decisions are made and things can go horribly wrong. In your work, Gordon, does this happen? Do some kids sometimes just make a terrible error in judgment like that, especially when they're just teenagers?
Yes, that can happen. Certainly the adolescent brain develops at different stages, that's for sure. A seemingly harmless or fun prank that isn't really well thought out can lead to some very, very serious consequences for the targeted person in those kinds of situations, and significant ramifications for the persons pulling the prank and engaging in the behavior that was likely not thought out, to its ultimate end, when picking up the eggs and saying, "Hey, let's go out and do this."
Okay, is it a warning sign? I mean, you'd work with a lot of troubled kids. Is this a warning sign for kids who may be involved in some kind of, juvenile delinquent type behavior, that it's a warning sign that, look, if a kid doesn't get help soon, you need to get some early intervention to help a kid before their life becomes even worse.
Absolutely, Mike. And it doesn't. You don't need to be in a vehicle and throwing eggs to have that as the first warning sign. Other warning signs could include, withdrawal from the family, being secretive from your parents, change in friends, parents not knowing who new friends are, or not knowing the parents of those friends. Some problems that may be identified in school, excessive time on social media, just disengagement from the family and family relationship. Those kinds of things could be warning signs.
Tell me a little bit about the Venture Academy and the work that you do. What kind of kids do you work with?
We're working with kids whose behavior has come to the attention of the parents, the school, where it's really become quite problematic. It really appears to be destructive and self-destructive. So there's conflict in the family home. Child isn't necessarily doing well in school anymore, maybe on the verge of being suspended or having been suspended, engaging in antisocial behavior out in the community, self-destructive behavior, behavior that is alarming enough for the parents to want to seek help.
Do you see a disproportionate number of kids from troubled homes, poor homes, maybe there's some addiction in the home, or does this type of thing kind of cross sort of demographic boundaries?
This does absolutely cross demographic boundaries. There are many, many programs out there who are serving families who are coming from troubled homes and things like that. Certainly our program, we have many families who, just look like your neighbors and my neighbors, professionals. They're scratching their heads, wondering what's gone on or what's gone wrong. They've done their best to support their children in making positive and healthy decisions, yet at the same time, their child has gone astray from the family's values.
Right, right. And when you get a kid that has gone astray like that, I mean, what kind of therapy or help do you put them through?
Well, first of all, Mike, we want to understand the intent or the meaning behind the behavior. Where is that behavior coming from? So what we really want to do is go through a thorough and comprehensive psychological and psychoeducational assessment. We want to fully understand what's going on with the child emotionally, behaviorally, physiologically. What's the history of the child? We need to understand that first before we are going to establish any kind of treatment plan, which would consist of some goals and some plans on how to achieve those goals specific to the child's history and situation.
But you have kids. I mean, you can have situations, Gordon, where you know any kid, any teenager, just through the normal process of growing up, is always going to try and test their boundaries, right? I mean, there's always going to be a certain level of just natural kind of rebellion. See how far you can push your parents. Let's see what I can get away with. I mean, this is kind of a normal process of growing up. I mean, when does something sort of cross the line between kind of normal sort of teenage rebellion into something that can be a lot more troublesome, a chain of events that can really impact somebody's life?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, it's a great question, Mike. I've spoken to thousands of parents over the last 12 years since being the executive director of Venture Academy, and parents are often asking us that very same question. I'm calling Venture Academy, looking for help, trying to identify whether this is even a problem or not. You know, one family may consider it to be a problem, and they're referencing their neighbor's child who is doing, you know, engaging in the similar or exact same kind of behaviors, yet that set of parents isn't necessarily seeing it as problematic. We would suggest it's problematic when there's a pattern of behaviors that are, you know, certainly becoming destructive or alarming to the family. And in many cases, you know, it's that own family's judgment. But if you're seeing things like I mentioned earlier in the show, the secretiveness, the change in friends, when things are really starting to unravel, it is certainly time to seek intervention. That's for sure.
All right. All right. Here's what we'll do, Gordon. We'll take a break at that point, come back with more with Gordon Hay from the Venture Academy. Let's get some phone calls going on this, because if you have a young person in your life, maybe your son, your daughter, a niece or nephew, someone you know, a friend, maybe a young person that you've seen going through some difficulties and trouble, you want to ask an expert a question about that behavior, phone Gordon up and tell him. Tell me your story about young kids who get into trouble and how they were saved. Young kids who get into trouble and went on to cause more trouble in their own lives and the lives of other people. How do we stop kids who are juvenile delinquents acting out from becoming a real problem in a family and a society? Phone me up, share your stories, ask your questions. 604-280-9898 is the number to call me. Toll free, 1-877-399-9898, *9898 on your cell. Your calls to Gordon Hay next. All right, welcome back. Talking about kids who act out, rebel against their parents, possibly get into some trouble. Could get into more trouble down the road if you don't deal with it effectively. I'd love to hear from people. If you've got a kid, a problem kid at home, how do you discipline your kids? If your kids are acting out, how do you deal with it? Phone me up and tell me how you effectively discipline a child. 604-280-9898 is the number to call. Toll free, 1-877-399-9898. *9898 on your cell. My guest is Gordon Hay from the Venture Academy. Gordon, what do you tell parents? I mean, if you got parents with a troubled kid or a kid who's acting out or being a problem, how do you coach parents on how to effectively discipline their kid?
Okay, you know, our philosophy really starts with the family attachment as key to the child wanting to do well in the family home. So really, we'd have to, you know, assess what's going on at home, take a look at the family dynamics and family relationships. We believe that kids inherently want to do well, and certainly giving the right opportunities, right circumstances and environment, getting things back, they can get things back on track. Specifically, You know, it would be really interesting to hear from some families if they were able to call in and, you know, possibly describe their situation as you're suggesting, Mike. I think that if we could go back to the start of the show, you had referenced this incident. I think it's a really positive step that the young men who were involved in this have come forward to,
right.
to police and have come forward with their parents. You know, through some chatting, it can't be easy for them. They will be facing consequences, but really, this is absolutely the right thing to do. We get kids in our program all the time who have made poor decisions, and, you know, we help them in turning things around and getting back on track. So let's just not paint everybody with the brush of budding criminals. Kids make decisions. And there's every opportunity to learn from their mistakes.
That's you know, it's interesting. A kid's behavior is one thing, and then there's the parent's behavior, right? And whether we've got effective parenting. And I wonder sometimes what you think if parents are, these days especially, are tough enough. You know, I mean, when you lay down the law with your kid and tell them, these are the behaviors I expect, these are the boundaries that I'm going to set for you, mm-hmm. that the kid knows that you mean it, that you're committed. And that you're going to back up the boundaries and enforce them. Or do you think some parents maybe are not tough enough that way?
You know, tough enough, that's a great question. It's a great catchphrase, that's for sure. I think, you know, after about 24, 25 years involvement with working with struggling teens, things have changed out there for sure. Many parents are calling in and they're feeling really disempowered in terms of their parenting abilities, parenting strategies. Kids are getting all kinds of different messages. Nobody fails at school anymore. You know, it's just a situation where parents are really wondering what they can even do.
Okay.
So it's really tough for parents, and they're looking for outside help a lot of times. And, you know, at least the parents who are calling us are looking for answers in terms of what can they do.
Okay. Let's take some calls in the open line, see what people think about it. Hi, Corrine.
I wouldn't know how to handle it with my own children, but I had a niece in Holland, 15 years old, in the worst kind of trouble, got kicked out of two schools, got shoplifting, got caught shoplifting on a field trip to London, and she got sent home, needless to say, and they were just beside themselves. And so we had said, send her to us. So she came to us for this summer, and we supported her with a lot of love. We got her away from all her friends. We let her talk on her terms, and with us living in a rural area, there was nobody around us for her to get in trouble with, and she hung around with our own children, and she actually turned herself around. We were able to get her out of that situation, away from her friends, and she went back to Holland just before school started and was a completely different girl. And she is now married and, you know, living happily in Italy. And she just did it herself, but we gave her the tools and we gave her the opportunity and we gave her the love that, you know, she, just to give her that power to do that herself.
Corrine, thanks for sharing that story. That's a really interesting one. Gordon, it's a lot of families don't have that kind of support network with other families, but that's a good story. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great story as well. It's a strategy that many parents that we've spoken to have also engaged. You know, getting the child, you know, temporarily away from, you know, their circumstances, you know, the influence of their peers. I mean, you could have the best therapist and the greatest support network and, you know, some good counseling strategies at home. But when the child walks out of that, you know, that therapist's office, that psychologist's office, and they're connected with, you know, the kids who are just continually dragging them down locally in their own community, it's an uphill battle.
Okay.
That's for sure. So this is a strategy that we've seen many parents use, and it's great that it worked out for that family. If there's still continuing issues, you know, then maybe a program like ours is chosen. In fact, Mike, all the families who engage our program are coming to us from outside of the Okanagan, outside the region. We take youth from all over British Columbia, all over Western Canada. We also have a location north of Toronto. So kids come to us from these other regions, and that way they're absolutely in an environment where they can't be dragged down by their peers.
Okay. take a break at that point, Gordon. Come back with more of your calls. Keep phoning me up on this. 604-280-9898 is the number to call toll free. 1-877-399-9898, star 9898 on your cell. More of your calls next. All right, a few minutes left with Gordon Hay from the Venture Academy, talking about helping troubled kids. Let's take more of your calls. Natalie.
Hi. Yeah, what I've admired most about the way my two brothers raised their kids, and I think they learned it from our father, is that we were allowed to express our emotions and our feelings. We were never allowed to use bad language, never allowed to swear. That was just a no-no. And what it did was it was allow our house and all their homes allowed to develop that respect in the houses. So we didn't choose their friends, or they didn't choose their friends. They allowed them to choose their friends. It was like they thought they looked at it as a way for them to influence other people, you know, the other kids, so they could be a good influence on them and show them, you know, you can have a sense of humor. You can also get mad, you can cry and scream, throw a punch at each other, but that's it. And with my house, I use three words. I let them express all their emotions, and then I say, I love you.
Okay, those are three good words. I remember, Gordon, my own dad, he was very strict on that one, too. No cursing, no foul language around the house. I try to lay the law down on that one with my own kids, too. But, man, kids are exposed to a lot of foul stuff, especially in the internet age these days.
Absolutely. On the internet, on social media, there's things that a generation ago would kids are exposed to that'd be incomprehensible or comprehensible to us, that's for sure. It is a major problem, social media. It can be a great tool for keeping in touch with your kids, for staying connected. Also, you know, it's a reason for many of the problems out there. We see so many kids, at least in our program, who have been bullied online, and it's been really, really impactful to them. We encourage parents to stay connected with their kids, to be invited as a friend on your child's Facebook. This is the level of attachment that we want to see parents have with their kids. If you are not on your child's Facebook, if you are not invited in as a friend, I'd be asking myself, why not?
Okay, Gordon. Thanks for coming on with your expertise today. I really appreciate it.
Okay, it's been my pleasure, Mike.
Okay, that is Gordon Hay, the executive director and founder of the Venture Academy. Let's take a break now at the top of the hour after the news. Texting and driving. Why, it's a deadly combination. More Canadian doctors speaking out about it, too. That's next.